With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Mercedes in the Morning Show on the go. A lot of show in little time. Mix 94.1.
I'm in a spot over here.
I feel for you, but I also think that you are really overanalyzing this. I do.
My mom's birthday is this week, and for the past, I don't know, like 5 years or so, Mother's Day and birthday, what I would do is when my parents go out to dinner, I'll call the restaurant and buy them dinner. That was always like my gift.
Yeah, that's your thing.
That's my thing. Try to surprise them, this, that, and everything. And she, you know what? For my mom's birthday this year, I want to get her a gift. I want to get her something that she wants, just something for her. So I was talking to her, and I said, hey, what do you want for your birthday? And she's like, I don't know. Oh, you know what I want? An ID bracelet. Like an ID bracelet? Why do you need to have an ID bracelet? You're not like on any medication or anything. Like, what do you need an ID? I don't understand. She says she likes to go running and jogging. She says it would be for when I go running and jogging. I'm like, oh, you want like a Fitbit? Count your steps. She's like, no, it's an ID bracelet. I'm like, I'm confused, Mom. Explain. She says these are things that runners wear. They're just basic ID bracelets because when she is running, she doesn't bring her wallet. She doesn't bring her ID card or anything. So she says to me, that way, in case I ever collapse or if I'm attacked by a bear or something and I'm left for dead and someone finds me, they can ID me. I'm like, what? Like, you want me to get you a gift that the only time it's going to come in use is if you collapse or are attacked by a wild animal.
Look, I get it. She loves to run. This goes into her passion of running. You want your mom to be safe. I mean, it's a preventative measure. It's like car insurance. You don't buy car insurance saying, I'm going to get an accident. You don't do that. You do that just in case. And so if your mom wants something to protect her just in case, likely she'll never have to use it. But I think that's a great gift idea. I just looked them up. They're like $35 and they're really cute. There's one that comes in rose gold. And I mean, these are really cute. And if she would love it, you should do it.
It is. It's morbid. I don't want to get anyone, my mom or anyone, like any kind of morbid gift like that. They'd be like saying, oh, you love to cook, Mom? You might cause a fire in the kitchen. Hey, happy birthday. Here's a fire extinguisher. No, I want something different for a birthday gift.
So you would rather she not have this ID bracelet because you don't like giving it to her.
First off, Mom, how hard is it to bring your ID when you go running? First off, that's a whole side thing. A little fanny pack or something, or a zipper pouch to put your ID in it.
Nobody likes to run with a fanny pack.
You want this bracelet so she's collapses, or she even said attacked by a bear. I'm like, that's an issue back home? I didn't know that.
Is that a morbid gift? 702-364-9400. You can also text us on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. And is there a gift that maybe you thought was a little on the morbid side, but you asked for it because you really wanted it? If someone asks you what you really want and you tell them, that should be taken seriously. Would you rather get her something she'll never use again? Like, I don't know, like a blender or something like that?
Yeah, I would feel more comfortable with something like that. Okay, let me turn it around, because you're always, Mercedes, you're always very generous with my birthday gifts, Christmas gifts, and you normally, what I love about you is you just kind of listen, and you pick up on cues, on stuff that I might mention something, and then you hone in on it, and you buy it. But let's say this year you turned to me and said, hey, what do you want for your birthday? I can't think of an idea. What do you want? And I said, you know what, Mercedes? I've been thinking about my final plans, and I really want to get myself a coffin. So this is...
shoot, that totally screws up my thing, because I got you an urn. Sorry.
If I said to you, I want a coffin for my birthday, would you buy me a coffin?
No, because they're like $5,000.
What?
But if coffins?
Yes.
They're like $5,000.
The box I'm buried in is going to cost $5,000.
It depends on how... I know how you are. I want the nicest satin. But if a coffin was like $500, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd get you a coffin.
You would buy me a coffin.
With a Dallas Cowboys Cowboy star on it. America's coffin. I would totally get you a coffin. If that's what you really wanted.
No, you
I would
not.
Get it.
You
would
say
get it
you would be
you.
Giving me the same speech I'm giving my mom. That's morbid. I want to get you something that you can enjoy.
I want to get you something that you will use. And you
that's
will
a guarantee.
Use that one day. I know that. Let's talk to Chris really quick. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
We're talking about morbid gifts, and you're a runner, right?
No, actually, I'm a cyclist.
Oh, cyclist?
Yeah, but so I wear a road ID every single time I go out. It has my contact or my wife's contact information on it, my dad's contact information on it, and my blood type. In the event that, you know, hey, I'm out there, I get hit, I fall off the bike, I have a really bad mechanical. That way, if something happens to me, they can make contact with my family and make sure that they're there at the hospital to take care of me.
Chris, it's a great thing, but did you ask for it as a gift or did you buy it yourself?
I went out and got it myself because you got to take care of the family.
Yeah, that's in some maybe it's something that she would get for herself anyway, but you asked her what she wants for her birthday, and she told you what she wants for her birthday, so why not get her that? Crystal, what do you think?
I agree. She asked you, or you asked her what she wanted, so, you know, get it for her, and if you think that it's, you know, a morbid gift, just get it for her anyway, and then get her another birthday gift.
Yeah, then take her out to the dinner at Villaggio's or whatever the place
a
is.
A double
called.
Gift? No, come on now, one gift.
On our text line, let's see here, we've got, JC, are you serious? What happens if your mom needed immediate medical attention? Don't be one of those dumb sons.
We already know I am. So
the Road ID bracelet is an awesome gift for any runner. Me and my running crew all have them because no one carries an ID on long runs. Just do it, JC. Would JC rather his mom was Jane Doe? Get her something along with it, but get her what she wants. Lisa, what do you think?
I'm thinking it's a great idea, but what if on the unfortunate luck, the bear chews off the arm that she's got the ID bracelet on?
That is a great point, Lisa.
The unfortunate luck. Can't you go for my left arm, please? It's on my right arm. I never thought of
awesome,
it that
Lisa.
Way. Maybe you get one for each arm.
And length.
So she's like Wonder Woman with her runner's ID bracelet.
I told
That's
her
a good point.
I told her, ask Jenny, my sister. She'll get it for you.
Oh, man. Just do it.
Send her
be
cash.
Be a good son. That you know what? She's going to be like, JC, you know, he put his feelings aside of it being morbid, and he did this for me. What a great son. You're now my favorite. It's not Baby John anymore.
Oh, if I'm the favorite son, I'll get her five bracelets.
There you go.
Welcome back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Do you know what D23 is?
It's a perfume, cologne, it's a drink.
No,
it's a vitamin.
It's a big, the big expo that happened this weekend in Anaheim.
Disney.
Disney, and then Disney was founded in 1923, so they had D23.
Of course.
All these announcements, all these interviews, you know, voice actors from past and present were there. It was really cool, and one of the big things that they did was they announced that they are celebrating Walt Disney Studios artists with new stamp sheets of 10 Disney villains. So you can buy these stamps now. They feature the villains like Scar, who else? Ursula, Cruella de Vil, Maleficent, Gaston.
Gaston. I like Gaston.
Who do you think is the best, not just Disney villain, but like if you're going villains of all types, who is the best villain ever? Who deserves their own stamp?
The Joker.
The Joker. Ooh, that's good.
Great villain. Also, Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, just a corrupt county commissioner. I mean, that was Boss Hogg. And the Duke boys can never win because of Boss Hogg. Duke boys are speeding. Boss Hogg changed the speed limits. They're going to get a ticket. You could never win with Boss Hogg.
That was your favorite show, wasn't it?
I love the Dukes of Hazzard.
I didn't see it enough to like know the references, but he would change the speed limits?
Yeah, so they did it in Hazzard County, Mercedes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Who do you think is the best villain of all time? No matter who you think it is, there's one thing that I think all villains have in common, and I'll get to that in a second. But best villain ever, 702-364-9400. Also text us on the David Wilson's Toyota of Las Vegas text line at 21732. All villains have this in common. It's not crazy eyes. It's not a certain villain swagger, but it's the villain laugh. Have you ever noticed that all villains have like an evil laugh? And I don't think you're truly a villain until you have that. So does Boss Hogg have an evil laugh?
Boss Hogg did have a unique laugh. It was a, I'll get those Duke boys.
Really? Okay. Well, they asked people to give their best evil laugh. And it's funny to hear what people consider an evil laugh to be. Do you have an evil laugh? 702-364-9400. Let me play some of this for you. These are just random people, and they asked them all, give us your version of an evil laugh.
Whoa!
That guy really got into it.
He did. That's not like processed or anything. That's just
no. That's
whoa.
Just boom.
Go back to him.
That was sounded like a fun cartoon
yeah.
character.
Well, that's a good one.
That was a pretty good one,
again. Hold on.
Oh, that's good.
That was a good one.
Whoa. Okay, I'm going to ask you for your evil laugh here.
You give us yours?
In a second. Martin, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who do you think's the best villain of all time?
Got to be Darth Vader for sure. I mean, the guy has his own theme music when he enters. He killed, like, women and children as a young man. Worst villain. Top villain, and people still love him.
You
it's
know,
crazy.
You've got a point with that, but let me ask you this, Martin. As a Star Wars fan, Darth Maul was pretty bad, too. Don't you think?
Darth Maul was a cool villain, but he wasn't the best.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Martin. If we're going off of Mercedes' thought process here, Darth Vader should have an evil laugh. But does he?
If I can remember one or two occasions Darth Vader laughed, I don't know. I'm trying to think now.
I can't think
that's
of him
thing.
Laughing.
That's the if you base it on that, Darth Vader's not even in the top five villains of all time because he doesn't have a laugh.
What would a Darth Vader laugh sound like, Martin?
I would. Let me see.
He sounds like the Count from Sesame Street.
One villain. Thanks for calling, Martin. Some of the tweets we're getting. Prototype Demo says Gargamel from the Smurfs was a good villain.
Well, he wanted to wipe out an entire race of Smurfs. That was his sole mission in life was to kill the Smurfs that we love. All 99 of them. He wanted to take them out.
That's pretty bad. Someone agrees with you. Totally Joker. Ursula from The Little Mermaid. She used to scare me when I was a kid. Joker. Dolores. That's one that we're getting on the phone, too. We're getting this all over the place from Harry Potter. Hey, Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who do you think is the worst villain?
I thought Dolores Umbridge by far, because she's just an awful, awful person and not apologetic. There's no reason for her to be such a jerk. You know, she's just bad. Just bad.
She was awful. Now, what would her... Did she laugh?
Simpering little... She didn't laugh, but she did.
It was always just like a little giggle kind of laugh, which
right.
you don't expect from a villain.
I want to get into this. I want to get into our evil laughs. And if you guys want to call up with your evil laughs as well. Because I wonder where your mindset's going versus where my mindset's going when it comes to an evil laugh.
Okay, here is my evil laugh. Let me. Okay. I have a headache after doing that. I had to hold my breath. That's my evil laugh. Is that evil? That wasn't very
evil. That was evil.
It was like Santa after a cup of coffee. It was just like fast forward.
That was good.
Was that
like ghouly ghosty.
Okay, what's your evil laugh?
Whoa!
That is awful. That is not evil in any way. You don't even sound evil. You sound hilarious. Whoa! Are you blowing kisses while you're laughing?
I love everyone.
Let's talk to Marcus. Hey, Marcus, who do you think is the biggest villain?
I think the biggest villain of all time is Bill Belichick, New England Patriots.
That's his deflating balls. Freddy Krueger, Nurse Ratchet. I gotta hear Jocelyn. Jocelyn, you've gotta have a good evil laugh.
Stop this.
Let's hear yours.
If I can keep a straight face.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't look at me.
Okay.
That was innocent.
So cute.
I was like waiting for the punch and it was silence.
It was all sweet.
I had a single tear rolling down my eyes because I was just so adorable. Oh. She's like, mwah.
What's yours again, Mercedes? Do it again.
Oh, hold on. Okay. To do an evil laugh. Right. Now I'm going to be thinking about Jocelyn's cute little laugh.
I know. We can all make it our ringtone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.